Gary, that was agonising at the end.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we gave ourselves a mountain to climb, 3-0 down against half-time. And I was absolutely fuming with the third, to be honest, because he was going to blow. And the ball's, so it's corner. We were into the third minute of two added on. I think my watch was 2 minutes 40. And they've had another phase, gone down the left, and he's put his whistle to his mouth, and then he's let the phase go, and they've scrambled in the third. And I tried to talk to him at half time, and he said there's some sort of directive of not ending a game in injury time on an attacking phase. That's just a cop out. And that third goal has cost us, because the lads have given it full tilt in the second half. And I asked them to go out and win the game, and I said, you get a goal, see what happens. They'll sit deep. They've got to win the league. Been there before myself, and I know what it's like. And in fairness, the lads threw everything, almost everything at them in the second half. And even at the end when Woody went up for the corner, you know, we nearly snuck the equaliser. But now I've got to calm down a bit, because it wasn't about today. It was about 10 to 5 next Monday, being the right side of the line. And fortunately for once, the results seemingly have gone with us today. We owe Ashby a favour. I'll speak to Andy tonight, but equally we know that if they put that sort of performance in on Monday, we could be in trouble. So the reason I'm a bit late out, we've been waiting for 13 minutes of injury time at Sleaford against 9 men, and fortunately Newark and Sherwood have managed to hang on for a point. So we're still out of the bottom two. On goal difference with Sleaford, and 2 points in front of Kimberley. And if I'm honest, Rob, as up and down as the last 5 weeks have been, if you'd have given me that 5 weeks ago, I'd have snapped your hand off to be going into an Ashby game, 2 points out of the relegation zone with two teams behind us. I'd have snapped your hand off. So, but still a huge amount to do, and the substitutions in the second half were more trying to manage minutes and legs for Monday in mind, to be honest. But that said, the lads still threw everything at it, and they can come off the pitch proud, even if it is means we haven't won the game. So, yeah.
A few games away, 3 down would have given in, wouldn't we?
We would, not on my watch, Rob. That don't happen with my teams. And in fairness, there were one or two heads down in the dressing room, and I said, you know, any of you don't think you can go out there and get something in the second half, let me know, because I've got 5 lads on the bench, including the reserve keeper, who are busting the gut to get on, who will fight. And in fairness, you know, not one of them, I looked every one of them in the eye and said, if you don't think you can go out and get something from this game at half time, then tell me now. And in fairness, they did. I asked them to win the half, but I said, that let's just see what happens if we can get a goal. And in fairness to them, great. And if I'm honest, I'm looking at the chances in the first half, you know, the keeper's made an absolutely wonderful save. I'd love to see it again. Mm-hmm. You know, I turned away thinking it was a goal, and somehow, you know, they kept it out. And then there were two or three other real near things that just went the wrong side of the post for us, when maybe last week they went the right side of the post. And, you know, it could have been a very different game. I got a bit frustrated with some of the old boy supporters behind me, because, you know, they're a good side. They've come here needing a win to win the league. We're trying to scrap out a relegation, and they're going to have spells of possession, and they're going to look clinical in the front third. And they did at times, and it looked like they had more time and space on the ball than perhaps, you know, it wasn't through a lack of effort, but, you know, they're coming here to win a title. And some supporters behind me, oh, we're not close enough to them. I'm thinking, you're deluded. Mm. If you think that the quality that they have when they're fighting to win the league are going to come here and we're going to sort of have it all our own way. But in fairness to the lads, we got a bit tighter in the second half, and we made a fist of it, and the lads can be proud and supporters can be proud. And as I said, it's all about Monday now. And I bought a Mankini just in case, because I said if we'd be at the supports forum, if we were safe by the time we went to Ashby on Monday, I'd walk there with the supporters club wearing a green Mankini, Borat. But I can send that back to Amazon now and get the money back. But joking apart, we'll enjoy tonight in terms of, you know, we worked hard. We can come off the end of the game with the heads held high, but it's a quick turnaround for Monday, and it's going to be huge. And hopefully half of Gresley and Swad will and surrounding areas will come. It should be an interesting one.
Still in our hands, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know, all the emotion coming out now, if you'd have offered me that when we took over 5 weeks ago, I'd have snapped your hand off, Rob. So it's going to be a nervy 48 hours, but hopefully we can be the right side of the line come 10 to 5 on Friday, or 5 Monday. O'clock, depending. On Monday, or 5 o'clock, depending on how much injury time. But yeah, it's all we can do. We've given ourselves a chance, and you know, just credit to the lads. Even though we were 3-0 down at half time, it wasn't through a lack of effort, it wasn't through a lack of quality in certain areas, given the opposition. But yeah, they've given us everything in the last five games, and we've got one game to go, and hopefully we'll see what injuries we've got, we'll see what legs, tired legs we've got. Got one or two players coming back into the fold, and we'll put a squad out that will give us the best shot of getting the points or whatever we need on Monday.
Great stuff. Well
Thank
done,
guys. Cheers, mate.